be in the Lord's house this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
Appreciate the goodness of God. I'm thankful for his voice and his mercy.
God bless him.
Helped us in that this week. Look here in the scripture. Ephesians chapter 3. Look here in the Word of God, and I'll say something for Ken, Brother Hatt, and Lord, really with his help and conviction in my own life. God's sovereign, and we know that and believe that, Brother Robert. Sometimes I don't live in it too well. And if something happened this week, Brother Hatt, I'll tell you, I felt so miserable afterwards, but it just... wasn't that bad, but it just threw my spirit out of whack. I mean, it just threw me. I just Amen. Miserable, just bad, Brother Robert. Just threw my spirit. And well, I felt God quenched in my heart. And God dealt with me about it. I'm thankful for his voice. I'm thankful that there's repentance and forgiveness. That we can go on. It's a miserable thing. It's a miserable thing when you feel God quenched in your heart. And I thought, Brother Hatt, I always think this. God deals with me. I always think, what if it hadn't gone that way? There's a purpose in it. I know that. But I think a lot of times, you know, what God protect me from? What's God save me from? What might have been, Brother Rock, if it hadn't been that way? And God's good. I thanked him for it afterwards. I thanked him for forgiving me, and I thanked him for putting me through what he put me through. And that might not happen to you, but I'm telling you, sometimes I fail in that, but God is sovereign. And at the end of the day, if you want to count a 24-hour period, then everything went according exactly the way he decreed it, determined it to go. In the child of God's life, I'm thankful for that. I might fail him again tomorrow. I don't want to, but I thank him for his goodness and his mercy to our heart and to our life. Thank God for his greatness and saving grace and living grace every day. Thank God. Ephesians chapter 3, and we'll move on. I don't want to take much time. I just want to testify the goodness of God and his mercy to me. I'm thankful that when I'm in the wrong, his voice rebukes me. The Word of God said that, I think, I might not quote it right, but it said open rebuke is greater than secret love. When the voice of God rebukes you, then it accomplishes the will of God in your life. And may we do better for his glory the next day, Brother Hyde, by the grace of God. Right. By the grace of God. May we walk better closer to him. Ephesians chapter 3 this morning. In verse number 7, I'm going to look here in the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 3, and verse number 7. Paul said this, whereof I was made a minister. Whereof. Well, if you look in the previous verses, he spoke about the mystery that had been revealed to him, but he said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body, verse 6, and partakers of his promise. In Christ. Whose promise? God's promise. Where's the promise at? In Christ. This morning, he said of his promise in Christ by the gospel. By the gospel. That's how, thank God, you became a partaker of the promise of God that's in Christ. Your position this morning is in Christ. That came to you, Brother Robert, in the gospel. He said here in the Word of God, by the gospel. If I can say that this morning, that's the avenue, thank God, that God brought the mystery and the promise and the revelation to us this morning, Brother High. God did that by the gospel of Christ. That's how God did that. And we know this morning, by the gospel. And Paul said, whereof, what he's saying there is the gospel. He said, the gospel, I've been made a minister. Whereof, that gospel that you're a partaker, thank God that you're a fellow heir, that you're of the same body and you're a partaker this morning. the gospel, Paul said, whereof I was made a minister. And notice this, according to the gift of the grace of God. We've looked at this, but I don't go over something else. He said, according to the gift of the grace of God. That's that he spoke about, that dispensation of grace that was given to him, that God gave to him. He said, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. He's a minister here of the gospel of Christ. And he's directing this to the church at Ephesus. He's directing this to a Gentile people. And God gave him this dispensation of grace that he might be made a minister, thank God, unto these people, that they might be a partaker. He said, and this came to me, this was given to me, of course, by the gift of the grace of God, given to me, notice this, by the effectual working of his power. Whose power? Christ. Jesus' power. God's power this morning. That's how, thank God, he was made a minister by the power of God. It was given to him, thank God. This grace was given. There's none like Paul. I mean, he was, thank God, called it in due time, due season, but it was a special call to this man of God, Brother Hyde. I know, listen, other men that he called, they went about, thank God, the Word of God and preaching the Word of God. I understand that. But Paul was a different man. There was none like him, none like Peter, none like John. It was all, thank God, individuals that the Lord called, thank God, for a purpose, for a specific purpose. The Word of God said John laid on the Lord's bosom. It says that about him. I don't see where it said that about the other one. He is a different man. He was a special call. God, no doubt the revelation was given to him. But he said here that it was given to me. I was made a minister of the gift of grace. He said it's by the effectual working of his power. How did the grace of God come to you this morning? By the power of God. The effectual working of the power of God came to you. That's that might. That's that dynamite. That's that strong power of God that comes on a man, comes on a lady, come on this man, Brother Hyde. And he was made a minister, thank God, by the grace of God. That grace came to him by the effectual working of the power of God. Yeah. Same way the grace of God comes to us. Same the way the saving grace of God came to you. Same way the living grace of God comes to you every day. It's by the effectual working of the power of God. That's the source, thank God. You don't get grace nowhere else, Brother Hyde. It comes from the throne, directly straight from the throne of God, where the Lord ever liveth, thank God, making intercession. He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. And the grace, thank God, comes from the power source. That's Jesus. He is the power of God. He is the source, thank God. He is the grace of God. He is the gift of God. Thank God, he is the promise of God this morning. Because we have him and the promise of Jesus, then we have all the promises of God. Why is that, Sister Linda? Because he is the promise of God. He is the gift of God. He is the power of God this morning. Everything's found in him this morning. Not anything of God is found outside of Jesus Christ. Nothing of God is found outside of Jesus Christ. He is God. All flows through him, Brother Robert. That's amazing that I don't understand all about that, but I'm telling you, God, the Godhead of all eternity, determined it that way. Thank God that Jesus, the preeminent one. That's right, and in him all things consist. He's the express image of God. He said here in the Word of God, it's given to me. Verse 8, he said, unto me, I'm going to move on, unto me. He's speaking of himself here now. He did. He proclaimed a lot himself, and no doubt a lot's been said. Brother Robert talked about it. But he is a man, thank God, and he was not with those other apostles. But here he's one called in due season, thank God, and out of due season, on the time of God. And he said, unto me, speaking of himself, who am less than the least of all saints. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. He said what he said about himself. He said, I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God, what he's saying. But he said, I'm the chief of sinners. Here he's saying here in the Word of God, unto me this was given. Unto me, Brother Robert, unto me this was given me, this dispensation, this gift of grace, this working, the effectual working of the power of God. He said, unto me, he said, I'm less than the least of all saints. What's Paul telling them? Same thing we say today. Thank God there's nothing he obtained. He did say that he obtained mercy. That's because God will have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. It came from God. It wasn't nothing that he earned, wasn't nothing that he gained, but he did obtain it by the hand of God, by the effectual working of the power of God. Paul obtained mercy because it was given to him, thank God. Mercy is a gift too, thank God, that comes from God. He said, I'm the less than the least of all saints. Paul's saying here, if you take the least of all the saints of God, he said, I'm less than that one. Yeah. Looks to me like, Brother Danny, he said, I'm at the bottom of the pot. I'm at the bottom of the pool. Yeah. It don't have nothing to do with me, is what he's saying here, Brother High. He said, I'm less than the least. I'm a chief of sinners. There's nothing in me, thank God. And God didn't see it that way, and that's not why he called me. That's why, not why the effectual working of his power put this dispensation, this special gift of grace to me, on me, to the Gentile people. He said, it's by the power of God. It's not nothing that I obtained. In fact, he hated God. He hated the church. And he said here in the Word of God, I'm less than the least of all saints. Can I say this morning? You'll never attain to a level to receive the grace of God. You'll never reach some plateau, Brother Hyde, although we are being conformed, and the Word of God does press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's a lifetime pressing. Press towards the mark. Who's the mark? Jesus is the mark, thank God. He's the mark. He's the plateau, if I can say that this morning, Brother Hyde. He's on the throne, thank God. He's the example, thank God. He's the example before us, and he is the mark. You press towards that mark, but it's not that you obtain a level at a certain age or in your lifetime, Sister Linda, that gains you or earns you the grace of God. Grace, thank God, is. It's unmerited, thank God, the favor of God. Why are you here this morning? I'll tell you why, because God had favor on you. Why am I here this morning? Because he had favor on you. And listen, the grace of God came to you. He said this in the Word of God, of all saints is this grace given. He talked about, again, Brother Hyde, the grace of God. He says a lot about the book of Ephesians. He's saying here, thank God, that it's all God. If I can put it in my words, I'm not trying to change the Word of God. He said unto me, I'm less than the least, thank God, but this grace is given me, and that's where I stand this morning. That's why, thank God, I'm a minister of the gospel of Christ to the Gentile people, because, thank God, of the grace of God, he said here in the Word of God. He said, this grace given. This wasn't saving grace he was talking about. This is grace, thank God, that made him a minister to the Gentile people, Brother Danny. This grace, it was a specific grace. It was grace, thank God, that he needed, Sister Linda, to do what God called him to do. What God made him to do, God gave him the grace to do it. God, what God has for you to do, God gives you the grace to do it. He said here in the Word of God, is this grace given? What grace? That I should preach among the Gentiles. He's give him this grace to go preach the gospel. He spoke about that, the gospel. The promise of Christ is by the gospel. And he's given him this grace, thank God's given to God, to a man that's less than the least of all the saints. The grace of God is given to him that he should preach among the Gentiles. He's called of God. He's made a minister. Brother, I'll say again, he did preach amongst people other than Gentile people, but he's specifically speaking of right here in this text, in the context of it, he's specifically speaking of the specific grace that God gave him to go preach the gospel to Gentile people. God's called him for that. He's talking to this church. This people, brother Roth, this body of people, the grace of God that God's given him, thank God, called him, made him a minister of the gospel of Christ, that they might be partakers of the promise, thank God, that comes by the gospel that God's called him to go and preach by this grace that he gave him. You ever had specific grace? If you saved by the grace of God, you have. You've had the grace of God. You've had grace of God after salvation, Sister Linda, that was specific, that there was a time, thank God, that you needed this grace. Maybe you needed it in the past. Maybe you hadn't ever needed it. But there's times, Brother Danny, that we need this grace. God gives this grace. God don't have to figure out what you need. He knows. And he's got it, thank God. He's got it, this grace. I know it's all the grace of God, but Paul's specifically speaking of here this grace. He said here in the Word of God should preach among the Gentiles. Among the Gentiles. What's he going to preach among the Gentiles? He said the unsearchable riches of Christ. And I did look that word up, Brother Robert. I like to look some of them up. God's really blessed you in that area, and I thank God for it. And it's a big help. But notice this, he said here in the Word of God, he said the unsearchable riches of Christ. Yeah. Riches there really means, in the context of that scripture, really means wealth bestowed. Yeah. It's the wealth of God that's his and it's ours, Brother Hyatt. Yeah. It's ours, it's to the child of God. We're a joint heir with Christ. What does that mean? What's his is yours and what's yours is his. We're in this thing together, thank God. The same body is his body. He is the head, thank God. But I can tell you this much, Christ cherishes and nourishes his body. And thank God, he's a given God. And the riches of Christ this morning, he said here in the Word of God, I'm going to get there. He said the unsearchable riches of Christ is what he's been called, thank God. The grace of God's been given in the gospel. In the gospel, the gospel going forth, Brother Hyde, is the unsearchable riches of Christ. It's the unsearchable riches, thank God, of Christ. That's the wealth of the Son of God. If I can put it that way this morning, if you allow me to say it that way, the wealth of Christ is what he's preaching here, Brother Danny. That's what the gospel is going forward. The grace is given him. He's preaching this riches, thank God, the wealth of the Son of God. Notice this, he said unsearchable riches. Yeah, I wanted to tell you what I wrote down some things in my own thoughts, Brother Hap, but I looked that up. And really, in the context of scripture, he said, among the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Notice this. I wrote down in Bible Unfiled what it really means is past finding out. It's untraceable. So if it's untraceable and it's past finding out, how do we have that this morning? Well, it's untraceable by you. It's past finding out by man. Can't figure it out. It's still that mystery, Brother Hyde. It's still hid when it comes to man. In man's power. In man's, it's spiritually discerned. The natural man knoweth not the things of God. He can't figure it out. Can't find it out. He said here in the Word of God, the unsearchable, he said, is past finding out. Now listen, child of God, we have the riches of Christ, but I'll ask you this morning, child of God, I'm speaking for myself, do I know all of the riches of Christ? I don't this morning, Brother Robert. He said here in the Word of God, he said the unsearchable riches of Christ. Listen, the fullness of God, now it's coming today, but it's coming today, child of God, that we will know, thank God, for we'll see him as he is, thank God. We'll be made like him, Brother Hyde. The Word of God said we will know even as we are known. What does that mean, thank God? You'll know in full, thank God. You'll understand, Sister Linda, the riches of Christ at that day will not be unsearchable. They won't be like they are now, but I'm telling you, we'll know everything. We'll know, thank God, in fully and perfectly, thank God. The fullness and the richness of the Son of God in that day. That's hope. That's hope. We have faith and hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's what you got right now is what they're saying. Faith is what you have right now. And what you hope in, Sister Linda, that's what you have. You don't have it right now. We're not on the other side. We don't completely know the riches of Christ this morning. We don't know completely of that now. Listen, God's in you, thank God. We're growing in that, Brother Hyatt. We're pressing. We're moving on in that. And we're growing, hopefully, thank God, a little bit, a little here and a little there, thank God. But the unsearchable, the past finding out riches of Christ, thank God. There's faith, thank God, that's the substance that we hold on to today that brings the hope, thank God. It's the substance of things hoped for. We hope for the other side. We don't have it right now. We hope, thank God, for the riches that right now is unsearchable, that we'll have the full and know the full richness of Christ, thank God. That's coming. That's coming. That's a hope, thank God. Faith is the substance we have now. It's what you have. Now, I'm not no cook, Brother Robert. Your wife does a good job baking. She could testify to this. That cake or that persimmon pudding, thank God, it didn't just poof into that. There's ingredients in that that makes that. That's the substance. What you put in that cake is the substance. Flour, sugar, eggs, whatever you put in it. That's the substance. But Sister Lynn, you can't just throw it in a bowl and walk away from it and it's going to end up being a cake. But that's what makes up the cake. The cake ain't no good without it. You don't put some egg in there, it'll all fall apart. You don't put the right ingredients in there, it won't taste right. There's hope this morning that comes to us by faith in the unsearchable riches of Christ. I'm telling you, sure as we're sitting here this morning, Brother Robert, that one day we'll be made like Him. We'll see Him as He is, and you will know even as you are known. Who are you known by? The Son of God. By the wisdom of God. He said here in the Word of God that he's been called, the grace of God has been given him to preach that. To preach what? Who? The unsearchable riches of Christ that comes to us by the gospel. Listen, the richest thing that God ever did for you or ever will do, this ain't belittling nothing that God has for us, brother. How are we going to be in His presence? But that came by saving grace.
Sure.
He's talking about the richness of God. That you knew nothing about, had no access to, did not want, was not looking for, was not searching out. Paul's saying here, I'm preaching this, thank God that you might be a partaker, that you might know, thank God, that you might, thank God, by His power, you might be the gift of the grace of God, you might be a partaker, thank God, of the promise in Christ and the unsearchable riches of the Son of God. God's called me, thank God, to preach among the Gentiles, and this is what He's called me to preach, the unsearchable riches of Christ. They're past finding out. But Paul's telling them, thank God, that that's who and what I'm preaching. That's what God's called me to preach, thank God. That is past finding out that God's going to give you, thank God, through the Word of God. I want to ask you something this morning. I've been saved a little while, and if you've been saved any time at all, Brother High, do we have any riches of Christ that come, thank God, through the gospel? Sure we do. We're loaded down with it.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God. Paul said he's going to preach it. God said he chose that to save them that believe. But listen, child of God, Brother Rock, when you pick up this Word of God, this is what we call the Bible, and you pick up this Word of God and you go to reading it, and God's feeding your soul, listen, you're reading the gospel. This is the gospel. God's teaching you the gospel. This is the Word of God. Christ is the Word of God. He's the gospel, thank God. Paul said that he was sent to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. He said among the Gentiles. Notice this. There's revelation coming to Gentile people here through the preaching of the gospel by a man named Paul that was made a minister. That's how this is happening, Brother Danny. And you back it up to the beginning, and there's Jesus. So everything that come through Paul come through Christ. Everything comes through you comes through Christ. Anything done for the glory of God in your life is to the glory of Jesus Christ. He did it. He said here in the Word of God, and verse number 9, I got to move on, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. The fellowship of the mystery. Fellowship, this mystery is hidden. Back up, he said, in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. And it is now revealed. It was not known, now it is revealed. He said to make all men see, they might discern, thank God, the mystery. He said here, what is the fellowship of the mystery? Fellowship of men. He said all men. Well, he had a lot to say here, Brother Robert, about two being made one. It's not just one people now, but it's all men. It's all men that they might see what is the fellowship of this mystery, thank God, that it's not just a Jewish people, it's not just a Jew, but it's Jew and Gentile. All, thank God, both been made one, thank God. Both have been made one. That was not known in other ages. It was hid, Brother High. It was hid, thank God. It was hid. It wasn't hid from God because it was a mystery, thank God, that always had been. It was always God's, thank God, determined, forecounseled will of God. But it was a mystery. It was hid, thank God. He said to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. All men. They might discern. They might see, thank God, that who Jesus is, thank God, what this mystery is, thank God, who Jesus came for, thank God. And they might really, if I can say this morning, Romans talked about it, but if I could say this morning, that they might see the whosoever will come to God. He said the fellowship of the mystery, these Gentile people, Brother Hatt, might see, thank God, that access is open. That Jesus died for them.
Yes.
He did. Jesus did not die and then decide that these people would get in.
No.
He died for them when he was a dying for them.
Yes, sir.
When he went to Calvary, he died for us.
Yes.
He died for us. Listen, you were in the purpose of God. You were in, thank God, the reason that he went to Calvary. It wasn't that he died. He did come into his own received and not. It wasn't that, and he shall save his people from their sin. That's exactly what he's doing too, Brother High. He's saving his people from their sin. He's dying. He died for them. But he died for you on Calvary, and he knew that, thank God. It wasn't that he died for the Jewish people only. And they rejected him, so he said, well, it wasn't that God said, well, they're not going to get in, so I'll turn to the Gentile people. And what I did for them, even though I didn't do it for them on Calvary, it'll be good enough. No, he died for you specifically when he died on Calvary.
Yes.
He knew there was a Gentile people. He said that as other sheep. There's other sheep I have that are not of this flock. Understand? Listen, he knew there was people of God. Sinners going to be saved by the grace of God, a Gentile bride, a Gentile people, thank God, if I can say that, that's, was not of the Jewish tribe, was not of those people, thank God, the gospel would go forth, thank God, the unsearchable riches of Christ would be preached to them, thank God, and they'd know God. They'd know, thank God, to be a partaker of the fellowship of this mystery. That's where you're at this morning, Brother Robert. How'd that happen? By the gospel. He said to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Notice this, which from the beginning of the world, from the beginning of the world. Now, he's speaking here, he said from the beginning of the world, what God's saying there is, thank God, God created it. From the beginning of the world, man was created to live in the world that God made, on the earth that God made, this planet we call earth. Man was created by God to live here on this earth. He said in the Word of God, he said, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. Well, I think really from the beginning of the world, we know, thank God, that in eternity past there was God. And then there was a time, Brother Danny, that God created the heaven and earth. He created this world. He created where we live at today. He did, thank God. He said from the beginning of the world, that's the time of all man. Man's abiding, Brother Hyde, on this earth. He said this has been hid from the beginning of that.
Yes.
What's been hid? The mystery, Brother Danny. It's been hid. It's been hid, he said, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God. Not hid from God, hid in God. So all this time, Brother Danny, God's known it. Known all things. Beginning, end, eternity to eternity, past, future, however you want to put it. There's never been a time there was not God, and there'll never be a time there is not God. And this mystery, this has always been known by God. But it's been hid in God. Been hid in God. Been hid. In times past, they did not know this. They didn't know it. It wasn't given. It was hid, thank God. God had it hid in Him. And listen, again, unsearchable. Listen, can I say this morning? This might not be good English. But you've never dug anything out of God. He's gave you everything you got. You ain't figured nothing out. I ain't figured nothing out, Brother Danny. You know some things, but it didn't come from your figuring. It came from the gift of God. It came from revelation. God giving it to you, thank God, understanding that you might see. This scripture, this word of God, talks that us see, thank God. He even said that. He said, make all men see. He ain't talking about no visual eye, seeing a bird flying in the air, thank God. He's talking about spiritual vision, thank God, that they might have discernment and understanding of the things of God, that they might understand that, thank God, that spiritual that's been hid in God. He said from the beginning of the world. He said it's been hid from the beginning of the world in God. Now listen, if it was hid in God, that means it wasn't revealed to man. If it's hid in God, if God's got it hid from you, Sister Linda, you can't find it out unless He gives it to you. You can't do it. You're not going to figure it out. It's spiritually discerned. What does that mean? The Spirit of Christ in you, thank God, discerns the mystery and gives it to you. That's how that works. The Holy Ghost in us, Brother Hyde, discerns the things of God.
Yep.
It ain't Joel Hyde, Keith Redmond. It's the Spirit of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Holy Ghost, thank God, discerns the things of God. How do you see this morning? By the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Not by these eyes. If you see anything spiritual, Brother Robert, it's by the Holy Ghost discerning the things of God. His abode is in you, thank God, and you have understanding this morning, thank God, because He has understanding.
Yeah.
Leads you and guides you into all truth. There's not anything that the Holy Ghost don't understand and don't know. There's nothing hid from Him. He said He's God. He's God. The Holy Ghost is God. He said this was hid in God. Not from God. Hid in God. Who is it hid from? Man. They didn't know. They didn't understand. They couldn't see. They didn't have that. These people didn't have this. Paul said it. I've been called, thank God, to preach this to you by the gospel, that it would no longer be hid, that you might see, thank God, what is the fellowship of the mystery. He said it's been hid in God. Notice this, who created all things by Jesus Christ. God, I still say, I believe this morning, I think I'm right, I believe this is right, because God's right. He said, hid in God. Who's God here? Godhead. Godhead. God. He said that God created all things by Jesus Christ. He made all things. And without Him was not anything made that was made. He's God this morning. He's God. I'll say again, the Godhead, eternity, it's always been there, Brother Robert. Christ is preeminent.
Yeah.
The Son of God, preeminent. Listen to me, child of God. God the Father says He's preeminent. God the Holy Ghost says He's preeminent. And Jesus Christ Him said He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He said here in the Word of God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. He's declaring to them, thank God, this mystery He's speaking of is in Him. It's in Christ. It's in Him, thank God. Godhead. He said that I'm to preach to make you, that you would see. He said, make all men see. Is the fellowship of mystery which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That fellowship means, thank God, that you that has that same meaning of that partaker. You're in with it, if I can say that. You're in. You're not outside no longer, Brother Hyatt. You're a fellow. Fellow, that means you're joined in. Thank God you're a part of it. You're part of it. You're not outside anymore, but you're part of it. And he said here in the Word of God, who created all things by Jesus Christ to the intent that now, listen, that's speaking of, what he's speaking here to the intent that now, I wrote this in my Bible, that has a meaning in this scripture, what he's speaking to them right now, to the intent that now, listen, he's decreeing to them, he's giving to them, he's putting out to them, thank God, that Brother Robert, here's a timed purpose of God. To the intent, that's the purpose of God. That now, that's the time. He said it was hid from the beginning of the world. He said it was hid from the beginning of the world. But he's saying here, he's created, he had been hid in God. He said to the intent that now unto the principality. And I looked that word up, thank God, and you'd be surprised what it means. In the context of this scripture, you'd be surprised what it means. I was, thank God. It does mean, Brother High Chief. We know who the chief is.
Yes, sir.
Christ. He's the chief. He's God. He's the head of the body. Thank God. All things, he said here in the Word of God, created all things by Jesus Christ. That's seen, unseen, thank God. Everything's by and through him, thank God. He says the grace of God his? Yes, it is. Is the faith his? Yes, it is. Everything you have this morning in God is his. It came by him. He said here in the Word of God, to the intent that now, unto the principality, not in time past from the beginning of the world it was hid, but now, we're in now. He's writing to them, class child of God, he's writing to this church at Ephesus at a specific time in time. There literally was a day, Brother Hyatt, that under inspiration of the Holy Ghost, the man of God was penning this letter down to send to this church.
Yes.
That's the time he's talking about right now. Right. That's what he's specifically speaking of while he's writing. Now, he said here in the Word of God, to the intent that now unto the principalities. Notice this, in powers in heavenly places. That word principalities in this verse of scripture really does mean, he said to the intent that now unto the principalities. It takes the meaning of order of time or to commence. What's God commencing? What's the order of time, Brother Hyatt? What's he commencing in this scripture? This mystery that's been hid in God is being made known to this Gentile people that they might be felt, they might have fellowship in this mystery that's in Christ, thank God, that's been hid in God. It's been hid in God. He said here in the Word of God to the intent that now under the principalities, notice this, and powers, that's that force of God, that's that control. That's that potentate. That's that authority delegated. Christ has all authority. Can I say this morning? Would you allow me to say this? Would you hear me? Who delegated it? God did.
Sure.
To Christ.
Yes.
Oh. He did, Brother Danny. God did. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Son has all power. He said in the Word of God, and powers in heavenly places. Now, I looked that up, Brother Robert. You got me intrigued again. Places means all. That's what it means in that. That means all. There's not one place. That's why he said places. He didn't say in heavenly place or in that place. He said places. That means all. That's what it means. And we know all means all. There's nothing excluded. There's not one place that the power, thank God, of God, he said in heavenly places, he said to the intent that now unto the principalities has to keep the order, the time, the commencement of God and powers. That's the force. That's the delegated authority. That's the potentate in heavenly places. Notice this, might be known by the church. It was not known by a people. It was hid from the beginning of the world in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. He sent here in the Word of God that now this principalities, this powers in time, this time, this authority in heavenly places, in all places, in heavenly places, might be known by the church. Might be known by the church. Listen, child of God, that's His body. If you're saved, you're part of His body. That means you are the church. In fact, according to the Word of God in the book of Ephesians, the way I read it, maybe not you, but the way I read it, they're one and the same. It cannot, the body's not separate from the church, and the church not separate from the body. He said in verse 23 of chapter 1, which is His body. He just said the church. He said, which is His body. They're the same, Sister Linda. The body and the church. He said, might be made known by the church. But what would be made known? What would be made known? The manifold wisdom of God. Now, manifold can have a lot of meanings. But Keith, you know this. A manifold holds something. It contains a fullness. It contains a fullness. A manifold, thank God. He said the manifold wisdom of God. God said this in the book of God. If any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God. He said He give liberty to all men, upbraideth not. He don't hold back. If we ask it, you can know that. He said, who's going to know this manifold wisdom of God, Brother Robert? Who can know the manifold wisdom of God? Only them that can ask. Who can ask? The church. The body. A sinner can be saved by the grace of God if they repent, thank God, and have faith in Jesus Christ. They can be saved by the grace of God. They don't know the manifold wisdom of God. You say, do you know all the wisdom of God? No. But if I lack it, I can ask, and God said He'd give it. So if I lack this morning, Sister Linda, that's my fault. I didn't ask. Because according to the promise of God, who cannot lie, He said He'd give it. Paul said here to the intent, he said, now this is coming out, this time is here. The gospel, thank God, is going forth, and the manifold wisdom of God might be known by the church. The unsearchable riches of Christ, the fellowship, thank God, of the mystery, the partaker of the promise. This might be made known. He said, by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Really, I think in my terms, wisdom's different than knowledge. They go hand in hand, work hand in hand, but it's different. Looks to me like that God did all things by the manifold wisdom. Here's the thing, church. If the desire of God this morning is, and it is, for you to live for God and bring glory to His name, well, you can't do that without the wisdom of God. Why would He uphold that? Why would He not give it to you? If God did all things by His wisdom, wouldn't He want us to do things by His wisdom? I don't always do that, Brother Hyde. But Paul sent to preach that to this church, this Ephesus church, Gentile people. God bless you.
Amen. That's good.